Welcome to the second week of the Create program. So glad you're here. So glad you're creating and honored to be walking alongside you as you create. So this week, as we're still in that embarking state, I want to focus this week on gathering your tools. When we prepare to, renovate or make a garden or clean the house or do any of those things, the first thing we do is we gather our tools. You know, you get the, I'm not going to pretend, I don't do the gardening, so I can't go on any further because, I don't know, what do you get? You get the hoe, you get the spade, I suppose, shovel, soil, you get your tools. You see where I'm going with this. So in this kind of embarking state, I asked you to, last week, to really notice joy, and I hope that that has been impacting on you. And I want to kind of extend that into this gathering of tools and preparing the soil and setting your intention for this whole Create program. So first up, I want to think about really baseline tools. Now, the British novelist Nicola Barker in The Guardian wrote about her love of journals. She said, "Each novel has its own specially designed and decorated notebooks. These are sacred objects to me. They will be full of letters and tickets and articles from magazines, prayer cards, stickers. The covers are usually ornate and preserved with sticky back plastic. I love marker pens, circling things with them, using them for emphasis. When I feel defeated, I return to the notebook and it always reassures me. There'll often be ideas in there that I've completely forgotten about." The Australian Writers Mentoring Program's own Margot Lenigan also famously has beautiful journals for each of her many books. And they too become these kind of works of both of archive and of their own beauty that she returns to. And if you ever get the chance to see some of Margot Lenigan's journals, they really are so beautiful to see. So I want you to, first of all, this week, to think about your journal. Now, in the Create program, we'll be writing in a whole number of ways, but I will sometimes suggest that you, even if you habitually write on a keyboard, that you, if your body allows it, that you sometimes write longhand. There's something that happens in the process of going to the page that can often be profoundly helpful, but also it allows you to come at your thinking in a different way. So I want to encourage you to shop for a new journal if you don't have one. We all have our favorites and they might change project to project. Not wanting to do a sponsored post here because although I have tried, they they do not sponsor me, although I love them. I use Daycraft vegan leather journals and I love them very much. I'm very particular about using dotted pages, not blank or lined, but I have had arguments with people about the particular kind of page, particular kind of paper. In other words, allow yourself the pleasure of having an opinion about your journal, of allowing yourself to select carefully this most basic and critical of tools. It may be a spiral-bound reporter's notebook. I have writer friends who prefer to use those kind of high school exercise books so that they feel that they can just simply fill them up and throw them away. if you have a drawer full of previously purchased journals, which I have been known to do, don't judge me, you might want to choose a new one now. Or take a journal that you have in progress and repurpose it. Add some purposeful bling. Add images that relate to the ideas and pictures that are bubbling up for you. If you're immersed in a new project already, add pictures or words or images that relate to the project. You might want to take a little wander this week and collect any items that spark curiosity or pleasure or joy or that flutter of excitement that signals creative intent. Perhaps something from nature leaps out at you, a feather, a leaf. And if it does, don't question it, just gather it, slip it into your journal. Gather some marker pens and colours. If you choose, create a cover which speaks to you and invites you to enter deeply into the creative process. And I want to suggest that you mark that first page or a title page, if you like, with a title, if it's helpful, of what it is that you are working on, if you have a particular thing in mind. But whether or not you do have a particular project in mind for this Create program, I encourage you to write down on that first page a description of what you want from this creative year. I really love to use the be, do, have model when I think about creative intention. And let me just do a little aside here. When we think about this kind of setting an intention for our kind of creative selves, for our creative projects, I want to kind of encourage you to think of this as creating a future memory and of using our sort of superpower, which is creativity, the superpower of not just creating some words or a character or ideas or a story, but of kind of creating our own capacity. So when I say be, do, have, what I'm thinking of there is, first of all, the idea of thinking about what kind of state you want to be in. Who do you want to be at this moment in the future? So in other words, if I'm thinking, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be in a year? I might think, well, I'd like to be a little bit more in tune with my creative instinct. So I want to suggest that you write these down in present tense, as if you are living in that moment. So write the date that you will be ending this program, or the month if you prefer. And then jot down sentences or bullet points beginning with that be, do, have. So beginning with be. So I might write, for instance, it's 10 months from now and I am free with my writing. I am confident to trust my instinct. I am unstuck. I'm excited each morning to get to my screen. I am ready to approach publishers. I am more confident. Now then I'd think about do, the practice. So here I'm going to think about the things that I'm doing daily or weekly or monthly. That might include things like, I write every day, I wake early and start my daily prompts, I finish each day with a note for what I'm doing the next day, I stick to my daily target, I rest and nourish myself. So take some time with that. You might want to spend, you know, allow yourself to do one day for each of these approaches. You don't need to rush it. And the third one, which might be the third day, or you might do it all in one day, it's entirely up to you. But the third one is have. So this is the kind of, what is it that I physically have created or surrounded myself with. So that might be things like I have a journal full of new writing. I have pages, I have 100 pages of free writing from prompts. I have a new story. I have 5,000 words of a new chapter. I have a fully edited draft. I have a completed manuscript. I have a first draft. You get the idea. Write the future you into the journal. Create the creator. Color the journal, sticker it, bling it up, give it as much detail as you want to give. Now, I don't know if you had craft days at school, but when I was in primary school, if it was a rainy day, we would be kept inside and we would do craft. So I associate certain kinds of rainy days, wet afternoons, with the smell of Perkins paste and this sort of sticky glue and shiny gold card, and my mouth waters. Honestly, if I smell Perkins paste, my mouth would water. So get your journal and your colors and your bling, your feathers, your leaves, and start personalizing. Start thinking your way into your creative future. Think of this as a craft week. Your writerly soul. Pour some tea, put on some jazz, get pasting, and get creating. So, until next week, go well and create with joy.